Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we would like to teach you how to fight in Chinese. We have a fighter, Martin Niven. She is the UK Shaolin Temple instructor and Kung Fu instructor. Hi, Martin, 你好。
你好。
Right, you like fighting?
Yes.
Okay. that was a wrong question I just asked because, we all know that practicing martial arts is part of a spiritual practice and not necessary about fighting.
That's correct.
But we need to learn how to say that in Chinese though.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, to fight. Okay. The way to say that in Chinese, we say 打架。
打架。
Yeah, 打架。
打架。
Yeah, 打。Oh, that sounds like we are going to fight soon. Yeah. That's exactly how we should pronounce it. So 打, that means to hit someone.
Da.
Da. Yeah. Da is the third tone. So we go down first and go up and we sound a bit angry, upset. Da.
Da.
Yeah. And jia, that's the second word. Here's a fourth tone. That sounds angry again. Jia.
Jia.
Yeah. Jia in this case, that means the frame or the rack and the character. You can see the wooden structure on the bottom and on top there is a character meaning adding something. So in this case, that's, it's just to redefine 打, because 打 already means to hit.
Okay.
And then 架 together, to hit someone, that's a one-way action. But then when people fight against each other, both use the forces and both try their best, and then we all call them 打架.
打架.
Yeah, 打架. It's like kids, they mingle together, hitting each other. That is also 打架.
Oh, okay. And 打架.
Yeah, 打架, that's to fight. So in the real martial arts, of course, is a form of sports. And then in that case, we don't call that 打架.
No.
There's a competition. So we can say that's 比赛.
比赛.
Yeah, 比赛 is competition. And then if you don't get on well with someone and why did you look at me that way? I just don't like the way you look at me and I don't like the way whatever. And then they go on a fight somewhere. We call that 打架.
Oh, okay. 打架.
打架, and I think 打架 is probably, if you really hurt someone, it's probably illegal in some places and the police will get involved and then, some people may be put in the jail for a while. So 打架 is not a good thing, but we still need to, learn how to say that because the word 打 is very useful. 打 means to hit something.
打.
打. And then when we say, oh, I hit somebody, here is one way action. We indicate that the person didn't hit back. We say 打人。
打人。
Yeah, 人 is person. So I hit someone, 打人, like I spank someone, 打人。
打人。
打人。And you probably see that in the Chinese soap opera quite a lot. Like when someone, the innocent bystander, seeing some people hitting the other or bully the other person, we say, oh, 打人啦，打人啦。啦, it's just like a suffix to emphasize. Oh, 打人。Oh, that means that to raise awareness. There's someone been hit, so please come to help, come to rescue. So, 打人。
Then.
Yeah, you hear more than you wish to hear in the soap opera. And then, 打 is also quite a useful verb to perform other actions. For example, to make a phone call. They say 打电话。
打电话。
Yeah, 电话 together. 电话 is a telephone. And 电 is the electricity. 话 is the speech. So electrical speech, that's the telephone.
Great.
And to dial the number, to dial the telephone, we use the verb 打.
打, to hit.
Yeah, to hit.
Hit the phone.
That's right. And nowadays, how do we do that? We probably use Skype or we use FaceTime. But then you still have a little button, a few buttons to hit. So 打电话, to make a phone call.
打电话.
Yeah, 打电话. And then you can say play the ball. Any sports with a ball, like tennis or table tennis or anything you use the hand or racket, then you use 打, 打球, for example.
打球.
球 is the ball. Yeah, and 打球, play the ball. And in this case, if we are in a conversation, you and I probably know the context. We may say, okay, 打网球. 网 means the net. Here, that means the net ball means the tennis ball. So play tennis is 打网球。
打网球。
Yeah, 打网球。
Oh, great, 打网球。
Okay, so da is super useful. It's also easy to pronounce. It's like a D-A, third tone, da.
Da.
Yeah, da. So have you ever 打架?
Have I ever done fighting?
Yeah, not in a competition, but you mean you really hate someone and you really want to beat that person up.
No. I've never been in that experience.
Okay.
I've done it in the ring.
Right, in the ring. Okay.
And in training, but I kind of don't really tend to get into those situations.
Yeah. I don't think people like getting into that situation. No, I never had that experience because, I grew up in the family when we are all girls, except for my dad.
Mm.
Yeah, we may have lots of oral fights, like a bit quarrel. And in that case, we say 吵架.
吵架.
Yeah, 吵.
吵.
Yeah, 吵 means noise, the noisy fight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here. Yeah, we make a lot of noise and then we scold at each other, but then we don't really physically touch each other. So that's 吵架.
吵架.
Yeah, so when you have like little brothers, they will fight. Like fighting for the toys. And this situation, yeah, that's 打架. And if that's a couple, they have a little quarrel, then we say 吵架.
吵架.
Yeah. So, being a martial art instructor, you also mentioned that in addition to the physical practice, to fight, to 打架, there's a lot of like spiritual practice you have to combine with your, either in terms of your day-to-day training or in terms of putting your heart in the right place. Can you explain a bit more how to do it in real practice?
So I think what I really love about this particular style of practice, the Shaolin way or the Shaolin style, is that you're training your body and your mind in order to get the underlying philosophies and the underlying principles. So the underlying philosophy and the underlying principles within this martial arts is called Chan. So your listeners might understand it as in Japan, they call it Zen or Zen practice.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like a realization or a understanding your true nature or your true self. And it can be expressed in many different forms. So in China, they can express it through music or painting, calligraphy, or even tea drinking. But what we do is we express it through martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
So through doing the physical movement and through concentrating the body and mind on the movement, you realize or come to realize your true nature or your true self.
Yeah. Earlier you mentioned about one word, C-H-A-N, and in Japan they probably use Zen. Mm. And then in China they use Chan.
Mm. Chan.
Yeah, Chan is a second tone. And so we go up a bit, Chan.
Chan.
Yeah, Chan.
Yeah, Chan.
Yep.
Yeah.
So to stop people from fighting, what we say is 不要打架.
不要打架.
Yeah. 不 means no. 要 means want. So don't want. And that actually means to stop. 不要. 不要打架.
不要打架.
Yeah. So next time when you see people fighting on the street, then you say 不要打架.
不要打架. Please stop fighting.
Yeah, exactly. 不要打架, 不要打架. And then, so they will stop fighting. 不要打架.
不要打架.
Okay, thank you so much, Martin, for sharing with us about to fight 打架. I would encourage everybody, 不要打架, don't fight, because there's no point fighting in life. Okay, so thank you, Martin.
Thank you for having me.
Please don't forget to come back with us for more Talk Chinese tomorrow. 再见.
再见.